Mulgrew Miller's great tune One's Own Room illustrates the problems inherent in choosing the right clave for jazz. The rhythm of the melody in the fourth bar suggests a 2-3 pattern. And drummer Tony Reedus picks up on this by playing a cascara, which is a rhythmic pattern usually played on the shell of the timbales that goes along with the 2-3 clave. First, I'm going to let you hear it without commenting. This is the clave, the 2-3 clave that's implied. Hang on. And here's the pattern that the drummer is playing on brush. Okay, and then the book continues. However, the melody in the C section of the tune clearly suggests 3-2, which is this right here. So, da, da, da. Dun-dun is suggested by that melody. A true Latin jazz band would have to reconcile this difference by adding or subtracting a bar or changing the rhythm of the melody, as we did earlier with the examples of Tune Up and Baya. The contemporary piano ensemble's recording of One's Own Room doesn't confirm to the strict rhythmic rules of Afro-Cuban music because the group is not a Latin jazz group. If Tito Puente or Orchestra Libre or one of those bands played Mulgrew's tune, however, some adjustments would be necessary.